You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Happy, blessed, and new year. This is the year that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, amen, and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. Welcome to 2022. Some of us maybe didn't think that we will be able to make it. Some of us didn't think that we'll be able to get through. Amen. And some of us may still be feeling like, I don't know if I can get through. But know that the Lord is with you. Amen. Jehovah, hallelujah. Ra'ah, the Lord, our shepherd, is with us, leading us through the valley of the shadow of death. You are blessed. Amen. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I am blessed. I am blessed in the city. I am blessed in the field. I am blessed when I go. I am blessed when I come. Amen. Let us get into the scripture. Hallelujah. On this day, somebody say, where are the miracles? Part two. Where are the miracles? Hallelujah. Where are His wonderful deeds? Turn to Judges chapter 6. We're going to continue from last week. God wants us to stay in this place of where are the miracles. He wants us to dig into, amen, and investigate what happens when there is a miracle. What's the situation before a miracle? Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Because the Holy Spirit is encouraging us that you see darkness and you see nothingness and you are experiencing hardship. Amen. These are conditions for Jehovah. These are the conditions that Yahweh, that our God functions in. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing. Somebody needs to say 2022. Nothing is too hard for my God. 20 and 22. All things are possible. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say all things are possible. Thank you. Judges chapter 6. Okay, we got to get into it, because I tend to be a long-winded, and then before I know it, the time is running out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Come on, this is where we seek the Lord. This hour, thank you, Jesus, is where we do nothing but seek the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, is about nothing else but learning to submit and resubmit. Come on, somebody. And resubmit daily. Hallelujah. And be strengthened to carry our cross daily. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a place where we stir up our faith daily. Daily. We give ourselves. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 that we are to present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. We present ourselves. I hear the Lord. I hear somebody saying, I don't feel holy. And I'm definitely not holy. Not what I did and what I just said. No, you present yourself totally and acceptable. So just present. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, okay. Let's get into it. Where are the miracles? Part Oh, glory to your name. Can we just get into a posture of submission right now? Can we get into a posture of worship right now as we approach the living word, as we approach the scripture? I want us to get into the practice that I don't approach scripture. When I pick up my Bible, immediately I get into a posture that this is where the Lord is. I exalt you. I lower myself. I humble myself that you will be exalted. I quiet myself so that you are heard. When we put that into practice, a everyday practice, there's men and women of God preaching on all different platforms and going to church, but I believe that every time that we enter into the hearing of the word of God, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Every time we come into the hearing, we should bring ourselves under subjection. We quiet our flesh. We turn off the TV. We turn off all the excess. We turn off the excess of the mind. Say, okay, this is thoughts. Maybe I've been giving you a lot of leeway, but right now you got to come under subjection. I command you to quiet so that I can hear what the word of the Lord is, so that I can hear what my God is saying. He is a living God. And I think that sometimes we act like he ain't living and he ain't present and he ain't with us. Say, not in 2022. Not in 2022. 2022, I'm with you, Jesus. Okay. We're reading Judges chapter 6. Yes, we read this last week and we're going to read it again. And you know what? If he tell us to read it every single day, tell us what is be fruit. Maybe sometimes we need to slow down and stay with the scripture a little bit longer until it truly changes and circumcise the foreskins of our heart and perform surgery on our mindset. Is somebody with me? Are you there? Hello? Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah if you are with me, who is with Jesus. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Bible says when two or more of us are gathered, there you are in the midst. I know we are about to get into the scripture, but this is where the Holy Spirit is. Letting us know that he is. And it's 2022. That no matter what we are going to face, and no matter where he is calling us to enter into, and no matter how big it is, and no matter how small we feel, the Lord is with us. Ooh, I feel the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Judges chapter 6. The Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hand of Midian 7 years. The hand of Midian prevailed over Israel, and because of Midian, the Israelites provided for themselves hiding places in the mountains, caves, and strongholds. For whenever the Israelites put in sea, the Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them. They would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the land as far as the neighborhood of Gaza, and leave no sustenance in Israel, and no sheep or ox or donkey, for they and their livestock would come up, and they would even bring their tents as thick as locusts. Neither they nor their camels could be counted. So they wasted the land as they came in. Thus, Israel was greatly impoverished because of Midian, and the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help. When the Israelites cried to the Lord on account of the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to the Israelites, and he said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I led you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of slavery, and I delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all who oppressed you, and drove them out before you and gave you their land." That's a word right there. And gave you their land. God's giving you, amen. Right now, I'm reminded that the Bible says that that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Come on. God is giving you what looks like belongs to someone else. God is giving you, entering you into a place, a land, a territory, a job, an office. Come on, somebody. A ministry. Come on, somebody. A family, I hear the Lord says. Amen. Hallelujah. That looks that it belongs to you. Their land was their land. He said, and gave you their land. Who's he talking to? He's talking to the Israelites. And so that land, their land is the Israelites' land. Ooh, Jesus. I hear God right there. That God is giving you some things that it's by favor, because in the natural, it's like, wait. People just don't give these kind of things. It almost feels illegal that you have it. Hello? It almost feels not right. Like, is this right? Is this okay? God? God said, I gave you their land. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not pay reverence to the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live. But you have not given heed to my voice. Let's go. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior." Gideon answered him, "But sir, if the Lord is with us," come on, the Lord is with us. "Why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his wonderful deeds? Where be all his miracles?" That's what the King James says. Where be all his miracles? And that's King James language. Come on, somebody. Proper language. Okay. "And where are all his wonderful deeds that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has cast us off and given us into the hand of Midian." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. I hereby commission you." Somebody needs to say, God is commissioning me. He responded, "But sir, how can I deliver Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord said to him, But I will be with you, and you shall strike down the Midianites, every one of them." We're going to stop there. "But I will be with you, and you shall strike down the Midianites, every one of them." Amen. Amen. Somebody said, where be all the miracles? Where be all the miracles in 20 and 22? Now, the time that we just read, we are in a time of Judges. Amen. Judges chapter 6 is a time, hallelujah, where God is raising up judges. There were 12 in the whole book of Judges. There's 12 judges that were raised up, and they were raised up because the nation of Israel, the children of Israel, found themselves in this cycle. Whew, somebody said they find themselves in a cycle. Oh, I also hear the Lord saying that he's interrupting some dysfunctional cycles. Amen. Some cycles of thinking and some cycles of being and some cycles of doing. Amen. And that are unhealthy. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the cycle that the Israelites found themselves participating in. Hello? Hello? Ooh, I hear unhealthy cycles like in relationships. Come on, somebody! I also hear unhealthy cycles concerning yourself. Amen. You go through periods, oh, I'm good. And then you have this thought process, amen, that I'm bad and I'm not good. And, or like, you know, I wasn't made perfect, although the Lord says that you were made perfect. Hallelujah. And then you go out and you function out of not being made perfect. And then you come back, amen, and then you go back out again. Okay, but hold on. Let's just look at the cycle of the Israelites. Say, let's look at the cycle of the Israelites. This ain't about me, or is it? Hallelujah. God is good, y'all. He is. He is. So they were on they found themselves in the cycle. The cycle was that they were disloyal to God, that they fell into sin and idolatry, amen, which led them to doing what is evil in the sight of the Lord. Hallelujah. We read that in verse 1. The Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Then God, hallelujah, allows his people to fall into bondage. Amen. Enemy raises up and oppresses the Israelites, and God allows it, amen, as a consequence of their disobedience. Come on. Somebody say there's consequences to our disobedience. Uh-huh. And then the Israelites cry out because of this oppression. Amen. Hallelujah. And as they cry out, because God is faithful and God is good and God is just and God is merciful and God is abounding in love, he raises up a judge to deliver his people from their cries. Oh, hallelujah. And then peace is restored, and the Israelites serve God until they backslide. How about that? Until they backslide and repeat the cycle all over again and fall into idolatry and doing like the world does. Amen. And thus doing evil in the sight of the Lord. And so that's where we are, amen, as we enter into God raising up Gideon. They fell back in chapter 5, amen, that cycle happened, and then God raised up a judge, and then the land saw rest, and then the Israelites started doing evil, entering into chapter 6, amen. And so he raises up Gideon, but we're looking at where are all the miracles, amen. And so prior to the miracle, hallelujah, it's an oppressed situation. And God is talking to some of us, amen, who are feeling like we're in an oppressed situation. You may not be in a oppressed situation where people are coming against you, maybe. Or it could be, a burden, a financial burden, an oppressed feeling under, amen, feeling like you're drowning, even entering into the new year, hallelujah, still feeling like, still coming out of 2021, still feeling under, still feeling least, come on somebody, still feeling less than, shout out, somebody say, here comes the miracles, hallelujah. The Bible says that the Israelites, they were providing for themselves in hiding places, in mountains, caves, and strongholds. Amen. When the Midianites would come in, they would destroy the land. They would destroy the produce, the fruits of the Israelites' labor. Hallelujah. That's why we see Gideon. He's working in the cave in a secret place. Amen. So that the enemy couldn't get in and destroy. And God is speaking to us who've been laboring and who's been working And I even see spiritually been working the principles and tithing and giving and praying. Come on, somebody, and rejoicing. Hallelujah. And still haven't yet seen the fruit of the labor, and still haven't seen, come on, the breakthrough promises. My miracle is here. You need to say it. You need to say it. My miracle is here. Thank you, Lord. So the Holy Spirit wants us to look at, as we declare, my miracle is here, amen. As we declare that I'm walking with you, and because where Jesus is, and as we walk with Jesus, then it is the supernatural, and it is miracles, signs, and wonders, and it is abundance, and it is being delivered out of strife and stress and in hardship and in troubles. It is seeing Jesus rebuke the storms in our life and raise up a standard. Come on. It is seeing. The Bible doesn't tell us that we're not going to see trials and tribulations, but the Bible does tell us that we will be delivered from them all. Amen. The Bible does tell us that the righteous will not be forsaken, or neither begging for bread. Amen. So Jesus is the guarantee in this season. You can write that check and know that it will be cashed. Hello. Somebody say, where are my miracles? Here they come. There they go. There they go. There they go. So in the miracle, let's look at almost like the ingredients, amen, or the in the recipe of, in the breakdown of, in the, like, you know how like you have a meal, but in order to build that meal, there's a recipe and there's steps, amen. Or I'm seeing, I don't know why I'm having the image of like someone being on the surgery table. In order to see what's going on in the inside, you got to cut open and you got to look in, or even take a microscope to the specimen that's on the little plexiglass, and you gotta go in deeper. So let's go in deeper. Somebody say, I'm going in deeper to become intimate with the Lord's miracle working power. Because this is what he do. Come on, somebody need to say, he making it do what it do in 2022. Ooh, I like that. He making it do what it do in 2022. It's not what you doing. It's what he doing. So it's okay if we can't do it. Come on, somebody. In our own might. But with God. Oh, yes, hallelujah. It's okay if you don't have it. Why? Because God has it. Amen. And so he kept it empty so he can show you whose hand is providing, whose hand is restoring, whose hand is uplifting. Okay, let's look at these. Let's look at the miracle. Let's open it up. Somebody say, open it up. Open up the bag and let's see what gifts are inside. We just came out of Christmas. We just came out of Christmas season. Y'all know Santa be carrying a bag. Open up the bag. I want to see what gifts are inside. Let's open up the bag called Miracles and see. First of all, and this is not in any particular order, amen, but it just wrote it down as the Spirit gave it to me. The Bible speaks of a giving heed to my voice. Somebody said we got to give heed to the Lord's voice. When God, in response to the Israelites' cry, he sent a prophet, and the prophet spoke to the children of Israel. Amen. And in the last sentence of verse 10, he tells them, but you have not given heed to my voice. He's letting them, I brought you out of slavery. I led you up out of Egypt. I brought you out of slavery. I delivered you from the hand of Egyptians, from all that oppressed you. I drove them out from before you, and I gave you their land. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not pay reverence to the gods of the Amorites in whose land you live, but you did not give heed to my voice. So in the place of miracles, I want to live in a place of miracles, in a place of supernatural, in a place of the Lord's presence. And in that place, you got to give heed to my voice. Amen. Now, this is the Holy Spirit speaking. So sometimes I speak, listen, let me tell you something. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will just speak directly out of my voice. So if I say my, that's God speaking to you. Hello. And then sometimes he would just have me say the Lord. Okay. It's all one and the same. In the place of miracles, in the land of miracles, in the land of milk and honey, you got to give heed. Give heed to my voice. Give heed to my voice. Whose voice? The Lord's voice. Whose voice? Jesus's voice. As we hear the Lord's voice through the scripture, as the angel of the Lord appears to Gideon, notice that the Lord speaks to him, amen, from the finished product, from the end of the thing. He says, the Lord is with you, you mighty warrior. But what battle has Gideon fought yet? In fact, Gideon, all Gideon knows is my clan is the weakest in Manasseh and I'm the least in my family. That's weak on weak on weak. Least on least on least. Come on, somebody. Little on little on little. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. That also means underestimated. On underestimated. That also means you ain't looking like nothing. You ain't like looking like anybody in the world where I'd be like, hey, you. No, but God chose you. So he's speaking. He speaks to us. Come on, land of miracles, land of milk and honey. He speaks to us when we don't see it, feel it, hear it, smell it in the natural. When everybody is looking to something else and someone else as the next, God saying, no, 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 you're next. But God, I don't even have a resume. I ain't even did nothing like that. But God, and we have all of our but gods. Hey, you're in position for a miracle. So what do? We give heed to his voice. How does that mean? If I'm giving heed to God's voice, that means I'm not giving heed to my own voice. That means I ain't giving heed. Yes, I ain't. Because sometimes you got to get a little grimy in the conversation. I ain't giving heed. I ain't giving heed to my past voice. I ain't giving heed to my family's voice. Okay, hello. I ain't giving heed to what the naysayer's voice. Ooh, I hear the Lord. I ain't giving heed to the soothsayer's voice. Come on, somebody. We are talking about the Israelites functioning idolatry. Say no for me. Idolatry is no for me. Come on, let's go. Hallelujah. That means I'm only giving heed to the Lord's voice. Give heed to my voice. Give heed to the voice where all things are possible. Give heed to the voice who knows how to restore and resurrect and comfort and repair, and not heed to the voice of broken and the voice of being beat down and the voice of being put down and the voice of insecurity and the voice of even pride and the voice of celebrity and the voice of Insta. and TikTok and Facebook. Come on, somebody. In the voice of the news. No, he's saying give heed to my voice. I know what's going on. That's why you need to listen to me. That's why you need to get into the, listen, we get into the secret place in the place of whisper, because I'm only telling you, you can be in a room full of people, but if somebody come and whisper in your ear, everybody else ain't hearing it. And it could be contrary to what everyone is saying in the natural. It could be contrary to what you're seeing in the natural. It could be contrary to everything that you know. So what you gonna do? I'm gonna give heed to the Lord's voice in 20 and 22. Okay, that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it's also Bible. It happened. When we read about the father of many nations, the father of faith, amen, Abram. God spoke to Abram about being the father of many nations, about being when he was not a father. When he was past the years of being a father. When he was not in the prime of being a father. So what voice are you giving heed to in 20 and 22? And if you don't know the Lord's voice, and if you are weak in hearing the Lord's voice, and if you question yourself whether you hear the Lord's voice, that means you need to get on your knees, and that means you need to invite the Lord in, and that means you need to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to be able to hear your voice. I want to learn your voice. How do you learn somebody's voice? By intimacy. By spending time with me. You better say that to me, good. You better say. So we get better at it in 2022. We don't make excuses. It's no excuses. Get in his presence. Get in the places where you're hearing the word of God. Hello, we said it. The faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Okay. Y'all, I'm doing okay. There's a setup where God is needed and he's able to shine. What do you mean, Pastor Nick? What do you mean? Let's look at verse 15 in chapter 6. It says that he responded, but sir, how can I deliver Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh and I'm the least in my family. And then in verse 16, the Lord says, to him, but I will be with you. Amen. But I will be with you. See, we notice that when we are less and we are nothing, we can't take credit for what's about to go down. Okay? Because we quick to want to take credit. We quick to want to get the glory. I don't care. Okay, even me, amen. Even me, we all are prone to it. That's the fleshly nature. So if you got flesh, then come on, it's in the nature. So what does God do? He sets it up where can nobody get them credit. Can nobody get this credit? Amen. So what does that mean? That means I got to look less than. That means I got to have like maybe one credit on my resume. That means that looks like I've been rejected more than I've been accepted. That looks like, amen, I have more trouble than triumphs. That looks like, amen, I'm the last, I'm the tail, and everybody just passing me up. That looks like I done failed more than I've succeeded. That looks like I done made more wrong turns than right. Hallelujah, because I'm following God. That looks like I'm not a good articulator. That looks like I'm not that intelligent. I don't have an education. That looks like I ain't got that much money in my bank account. I got more debt than I got to. Come on, somebody. Okay. So if you see dark, you see dim, you see cold, you see nothing. Here comes the miracle. Do you believe? Do you believe? Okay. All right, y'all. Okay, let's go. There's a giving. Come on. There's a giving in this place of miracle. Come on. Immediately, when the angel of the Lord showed up to Gideon, amen, and they have this exchange and this conversation, and I also want you to notice, wait, hold on. We're going to press a pause. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. But there's an exchange. And in the exchange, when Gideon, amen, has found himself with favor. In verse 17, he says, then he said to him, if now I have found favor with you, then show me a sign that is with you who speak, that it is you who speak with me. Amen. He tells him, stay here. Don't leave. And he goes out and Gideon prepares a kid in unleavened cakes. An ephah flower, he prepares to give unto the angel of the Lord, who he doesn't realize is an angel yet, amen, because he's talking to him, mm-hmm. See, we be entertaining, there's angels walking around and we're entertaining them, and we have no idea, but it's not until after he gives, amen, it's in the giving of the kid in the unleavened cakes, listen, that the angel of God, he takes the meat in the unleavened cakes and he tells him to put it on this rock and pour out the broth, and he did so. Then the angel of the Lord reached out the tip of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat in the unleavened cakes, and fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat in the unleavened cakes, and the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. Then Gideon perceived that it was an angel. He didn't know it was an angel before. That means he looked like a man. That means he just looked like you and I. So look what happened after the giving. Remember, Gideon is the least of the least. His family is the weakest. They're poor. They're greatly impoverished. But yet, he's able to give. I'm reminded of the woman that Jesus highlights in Luke. He highlights her for her giving when they're in the synagogue, in the temple, amen, because she gave out of her poverty. She gave abundantly out of what she didn't have, where else everyone else is giving out of their abundance. There's a giving that really circumcises us. There's a giving that we feel, amen, and it's that giving that we feel, hallelujah, that's at the end of us that brings us into a beginning of God's miracles. See, if I got $1 million and I give $10 or I give $20, I'm not feeling that. I can do that all day. But if I give, amen, because I truly see the Lord, and I'm not what it is I have, but I care about the Lord, and I want to encounter you in a new and greater way, come on, in this 20 and 22, then I'm giving from that place. That as I give heed to your voice, and you tell me to give $500,000, come on, then that's what I do. And it's not just about money, but you tell me to give my life, and you tell me to give my family, and you tell me to give my friends, and you tell me to give my passions, and you tell me to give my desires, and you tell me to give that which I'm holding on to ever so deeply. Then that's when it becomes about money, if I'm raising up money over you, God. Okay. Let's keep going. Because oh my gosh, we about to go. Okay, hallelujah. So there's a giving of our will. Jesus gave his will away so that God's will could be done. There's an end of us. Amen. Gideon had to come to the end of him, in the end of him, to meet the new of him, to enter into a greater dimension, a new dimension of walking with the Lord. What do you mean, Pastor Mika? In verse 17, he says, show me a sign. Right? He says, show me a sign that he gives he prepares the kid in the unleavened case. But notice that makeup, that's still in his system, that has to be dealt with, amen, and removed surgically. What do you mean, Pastor Mika? Because if you turn to chapter 6, verse 36 through 40, they'll go Gideon again talking about, show me a sign if this is you, Lord. Notice that after, and so God meets him in this place. Come on, somebody. Walking with the Lord is an evolution. We go from first grade to second grade to third grade, but we got to pass the test along the way. But this Gideon of show me these signs, come on, is slowing down the walk and the process with God. Amen. Hallelujah. But God meets him here and he shows him the sign of with the fleece. Amen. And read it, because for sake of time, I can't get into it, although I may want to. I want to. But notice when you turn into chapter 7, God now deals with Gideon in this place of showing signs. And he said, okay, so you tested me. Now I'm going to test you. The men that you have is too many. Go. And the ones who says, I'm afraid, who got fear up in them, get rid of them. Right. And then the ones, and they bring them down to the pond, the lake. Right. Where and those who lap like a dog, those are the ones you bring it. It was only 300 from 32,000. He cut it down to 300. But from after this place, you don't hear Gideon talking about show me a sign. I need a sign. I need a sign. I need a sign. Come on. We got to grow in our walk with the Lord. That no more am I looking for a sign, but I'm hearing you at a different decimal. God says there's some traits and some attitudes also in some ways of being and doing that we can't bring into a land of miracles. So he gonna deal with you in that thing before you enter in. The children of Israel cannot enter into their land flowing with milk and honey, amen, as Moses was leading them and then Joshua was leading them, hallelujah, because why? There was a whole generation that got wiped out. Why? Because of their mindset. They had a grasshopper mindset. They had a I can't mindset. They had an enslaved mindset. They had a mindset that was filled with their past over with their present God. Y'all, we are coming to an end. But I want you to know that in the place of miracles, God doing miracles, him calling you out to, amen, of your comfort zone, there's something that happens where God creates some problems. We said it last week. To solve a problem, he creates some problems. He did it with Gideon, amen, at the very beginning, amen, after he had the exchange with the Lord, with the angel of the Lord, and he built an altar, come on, to the Lord. Called the Lord is Shalom, the Lord is peace. That night, the Lord said to him, okay, take that your father's bull. Remember, they were doing evil in the sight of the Lord. So there was a whole ways and a whole system and a whole way of doing, amen, that wasn't right, but that maybe looked right, but it wasn't right, amen. And he told him to tear down the Baals, tear down them gods. And he did it at night because of the fear of the people. But the fear of the people was not greater than the fear of God. So notice, you will have the fear, but the fear that you have, amen, it should not be greater than the fear of God. And how do you know if the fear of people and things and in ways and whatever, you know, the norms and the systems that you know is greater than God? It's because you start following those fears and you give heed to those fears. So I ask you, what fear are you giving heed to as you will go into your land, your season of God's miracles, signs, and wonders? Give heed to the fear of the Lord. and know that he may cause you to go against some norms. He shook some things up. He shook things up, amen, at the foundation, at the core. Somebody say there's a shift, a generational shift, a monumental shift, a national shift. Amen, hallelujah. Where they now wanted to kill Gideon. They wanted to kill him. Who wanted to kill him? His own people wanted to kill him. Hallelujah. Did it happen? No. Could it happen? No. Did the threat rise up? Yes. Come on. It ain't going to be what it looked like it's going to be. It ain't going down the way they say it's going down. Why? How you know? Because I'm giving heed to God's voice. Amen. So sometimes when we walk out on the Lord and then things don't look like, wait, hold on. I just ran into a brick wall. I just ran into some issues. I just ran into some trouble. Maybe I didn't do what was right. No, you did. No, you did. No, you did. Come on. We're growing in strength. Hallelujah. That I noticed that as God sets things in order, that was that which was set in a dysfunctional order has to be disrupted in order to see the desires of the Lord, in order to see the desires of your heart, in order to see destiny, in order to arrive to the destination. Okay? Okay? So that's a place where we rejoice. Oh, you trying to, okay, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. I stopped following the norm. I decided that this dysfunction is not acceptable. I decided that I know who I am, the Lord, and I'm raising my standard. And so because you can't come up to my standard, now you want to have some issues with me. Oh, okay, I'm doing the right thing. I stopped saying yes to just anything. Come on, y'all. Let's go higher. Let's go higher. Let's go higher. Let's go higher. Let's raise our standards. Let's get in the Lord and say, no, I have some non-negotiables. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. No. It's okay if I walk away. Matter of fact, I got to walk away for God to have his way. All right? All right? All right. Jesus was led out into the wilderness. Come on, somebody. Jesus was led to the cross. Come on, somebody. Did it feel good? Did it smell good? Did it look good? Come on. We can't be always on the feel goods, always on the feelings. We got to get out of those feelings. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I want. And this is what happened. And so this is why I'm like that. Now we got to get up into the truth. Get into the truth and let God deal with the surface feelings so that you can evolve in that place of feelings. And then I feel the spirit, y'all. Come on. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord here. I feel this is where we need to be. This is where I need to stay. This is what needs to happen. Somebody say miracles, signs, and wonders. It's going down in this 20 and 22. Come on. Somebody say, I'm walking with you, Lord. All things possible, Lord. Renew my mind, Lord. Get me ready, Lord. Circumcise the foreskins of my heart, Lord. Get me out of this my way or the highway. Okay, well, you might take the highway, shut up. Matter of fact, no, you need to take the narrow way. Read the Bible, y'all, read the Bible. The highway, the broad way leads to destruction. It's the narrow way. Ooh-wee. Are you with me? GP, are you with me? Oh, yeah. God's people, are you with me? Hallelujah. Amen. So listen, we're coming in again next Sunday, 2 p.m. Miracle signs and wonders. Do you believe? Let's take up and put on, let's call that self a belief. Listen, I'm spraying on the aroma of belief. Ooh, you smell good. Oh, it's called belief. Let's get into it. All things are possible. Nothing is too hard. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Ya berekecha Adonai beshmeracha. Ya'er Adonai p'nav l'cha v'ko neka. Yisa Adonai p'nav l'cha v'yasem l'cha shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, the Lord is answering our cries. And I hear the Lord saying some of our cries need to turn into cries of rejoicing and praising, because it is our time. It is our turn. It is our season to see the Lord move miraculously. I will see God in supernatural ways in this 20 and 22. Amen. God bless you. And I see you next week. Hallelujah. Next Sunday. Tell a friend, your sister, your mother, your brother, your cousin. I don't know, a stranger. Hallelujah. God bless you. Your week is blessed supernaturally. Your year is blessed supernaturally. In Jesus' name, amen. And God bless.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.